Which brings me to gun control, my second topic. So I've been promising to do this for 2 weeks, and each time the events of the week have waylaid me and directly conflicted with the amount of time I have to talk, because I could probably do an all-day show with all the crapola that's going on. But I want you to know that there are a number of bills proposed, actually drafted in some cases. There's legislation proposed. There's been some not so good court cases, including a Supreme Court case. Not good for the Second Amendment. I want to give you some of the examples, because this is something you need to watch like a hawk. You know, the Second Amendment is not just to defend yourself and your home. It's also to defend your republic and defend the Constitution. One of the reasons Japan did not invade, I know this sounds crazy, but it's really true. One of the reasons Japan did not invade America, and they could have right after Pearl Harbor. I mean, we were asleep at the switch. We didn't have nada going on. We didn't have one friggin' gun on the West Coast. And we had no fleet left to defend the coastline. They could have easily invaded. And you know the reason they didn't invade? Because they knew there was an armed population. Let me give you a quote of the top, in our parlance, the Secretary of Defense, the Defense Minister of Japan at the time. "We will not invade America because there will be a rifle behind every blade of grass and poking out of every single door and window." What do you think, folks? Think the Second Amendment might have saved our bacon from a foreign power? Never mind why the right was granted to us, which is our own, to make sure our own government didn't get tyrannical. Anyway, everybody knows this. I've beat this dead horse a number of times. I'm not going to beat it anymore. We're the last line of defense for America and for the world. And we have a Democrat. Congresslady, what is her name here? I have it, because she deserves to be singled out for being such a moron, anti-American moron. It's House Democrat Representative Carolyn Maloney of New York. Wow, what a surprise. New York or California, had to be. Representative Maloney's bill, called the Firearm Risk Protection Act, would require gun owners to take out liability insurance. Wait till you get to her logic. And by the way, if you didn't take out liability insurance and you were a gun owner, you'd be subject to a $10,000 fine. Really? That was actually introduced in Congress. This was just, let's see, what day was this? July 17th, a day or two ago. Wow. So that's one way they can try and get to your guns. Then there is a bill that has been co-sponsored by, including by Senator Manchin from West Virginia. He's a Democrat. He's supposed to be a blue dog Democrat, one of the last quote-unquote conservative Democrats. Not there is any such animal. Coming from West Virginia, which is a state, you know, they're pretty rural and they like their guns. You know, they cling bitterly to their guns and religion. And he has a bill coming which would like greatly expand background checks and make it very difficult to pass a background check. And then, of course, the Justice Department has Operation Choke Point. I've talked a little bit about that in the past. But they're actually turning the screws on banks, to not work with undesirable businesses, this is almost a quote, which would sully the reputation of the bank. That includes ammunition manufacturers, gun dealers, gun shops. Gee, what a surprise. And by the way, a lot of banks, a lot of these big banks, because they are, you know, corrupt Siamese twins with the government right now, have in fact canceled accounts, canceled loans, canceled doing business with all sorts of gun manufacturers. Remington, Mossberg, you know, you can go on and on. I mean, it's really, it's akin to the IRS targeting conservatives. It really is. Like I talked about it at the first part of the show. So that's another way they're trying to do it. Then you have the ATF, I've talked about this, trying to ban certain ammunition after it's been okay for 30 years. There's no proof that it can pierce armor and all the other crap that they've dreamed up. And it's all the common rounds. 22, 308, yeah, I mean, it's just nuts. Well, it's nuts to us, not nuts to them. They love it. And then there's bills that are out there that would strip certain veterans of their right to bear arms. If you had PTSD, if you had this, that, or the other, the list is about an arm's length long, then you aren't allowed to have a gun, even though you served in the military, were trained in the proficient use and safety of a weapon. But no, no, no. You think this might tie into the reports that DHS has come out with twice in the past 5 years, talking about veterans and people who support the Constitution as being potentially the greatest threat to the state, the biggest source of terrorism? Those are actual written Department of Homeland Security reports. I'm not making this up. The last one was only a month ago. Maybe I'll put that up on the website. My producer's shaking her head. No, it's true. It's you can't make this stuff up. I think we will. Why don't you get a copy of that report or a link to it? We're going to put it up on the website. We won't have time this week, but next week. And people can read about how they are enemies of the state. You believe in the Constitution, you're an enemy of the state. You own a gun, you're an enemy of the state. You vote conservative, you're an enemy of the state. You got a Republican moniker on your voter registration, you're an enemy of the state. You live in a red state, you're an enemy of the state. You own property, you're an enemy of the state. You work and make money, you're an enemy of the state. Wow. Okay. Well, you know, is this America? I'm not sure I recognize this place anymore. Then we have other nefarious ways they're trying to strip you of your gun rights. There is another bill, it has not hit the floor, unlike Representative Carolyn Maloney's bill that I just talked about. By the way, I promised to give you her logic. You know, I said that with a chortle, and I forgot about that because I was yakking away here. But here's her logic for requiring liability insurance to own a gun or paying a $10,000 fine. Quote, "We require insurance to own a car, but no such requirement exists for guns. The results are clear. Car fatalities have declined by 25% in the last decade. But gun fatalities continue to rise." Wow. This woman got elected to a public office at the federal level. First of all, fatalities have not gone down with cars. The number of fatalities per miles driven. and per numbers of drivers have gone down, but not total fatalities, except by a few thousand. But for her to equate the decrease in those fatalities to liability insurance, what? How about safer cars, bigger bumpers, slower speeds? You know, wow, it's just unbelievable. So liability insurance, folks, will make gun crimes go down because, you know, no criminal who has a gun and is going to commit an armed robbery or a murder or a terrorist who's going to go on a rampage, they're not going to want their liability rates to go up on their firearm. Wow. Holy smokes. And they expect us to believe this crap. How insulting. I have a little fun sidelight here for you on this gun thing. And I'm not making light of it. It's hugely critical. So they did a study, by the way, and they figure that there's about 350 million, give or take, guns in the United States, which is more by far than any other country. Remember what the Japanese said? Behind every blade of grass and out of every window and door. And the study is kind of fun because they compared the number of guns in various states to the number of guns in various countries around the world. So California's 33.08 million guns is closest to China's 40 million. Texas's total of 22 million, I'm going to round numbers, 22 million guns is closest to Germany's 25 million. New York's total of 17.2 million guns is closest to Pakistan's 18 million. Let me give you some states out west here because it's pretty good. Arkansas, with 4 million plus guns, is closest to Spain. Colorado, you folks down there in Colorado listening, I know I got a lot of listeners down there. In Colorado, 4.5 million guns makes you closest to Spain, kind of like Alabama. Indiana, I know I got listeners back there too. Your 5.7 million guns makes you closest to South Africa. Iowa, I know I got listeners there. Your 2.7 million guns make you closest to the country of Colombia. Kansas, I have a bunch of listeners out there. You'll be pleased to know that your 2.5 million guns make you closest to Greece. Wow. Oh, my. And let's see. Idaho, your 1.3 million guns makes you closest to Norway. And Oregon, your 3.4 million guns makes you closest to England. Utah, your 2.5 million guns makes you closest to Austria. And Wyoming, my home state, your 500,000 guns, remember there's only 500,000 of us here, your 500,000 guns makes you closest, makes us closest to Honduras. Wyoming is closest to Honduras. Anyway, I thought that was pretty interesting. However, what's not interesting is what is being done. There's a pretty concerted attack on the Second Amendment right now, folks. This all goes back into what I was talking to at the beginning of the show. Barack Obama is on a rip. He's on a tear. He knows nothing's going to happen to him. Nobody has the guts to indict him, which is what is needed, and try him for treason and criminal fraud and get a conviction. And impeachment is just not going to work, you know. I mean, it's just not going to work. You're just not going to get enough votes to do it. You're wasting your time. It's a sideshow, and it will hurt you in the next election, which is really our last great hope. So I want you to be cognizant of aware of and don't let slip the opportunity to write a letter to your senators and congressmen. I would do it right now. It can be three sentences. I understand that there are several pieces of pending legislation which would adversely affect my Second Amendment rights, and I write you to register my firm opposition to any such measures. The Second Amendment should be strengthened, not weakened. Something along those lines, and send it off. Maybe you put a P.S. at the bottom, and don't approve that damn Iranian deal. And tying into gun control is immigration. And we can talk literally for 2 days about immigration, and I'm going to do a show which is devoted to that because there's a lot of things you don't know that you should. But I do want you to know that everything that's happening with illegal immigration, from the lack of enforcement to ICE standing down to sanctuary cities to the DREAM Act to education to welfare to food stamps to jobs taken from Americans by illegal immigrants is all being paid for by you. I want you to get that loud and clear, okay? This is not somebody else paying for their food and their hospitals and their medicine and their education so that they can eventually, maybe not eventually, but maybe pretty damn soon, vote against your interests and for their own entitlement interests. And by the way, I'm not lumping all Hispanics into this category. I happen to love South America, as a matter of fact. Mexico's okay. A couple good places to fish. There is a paper, and I put up an article. We're going to talk more about it when I do my immigration show. There's actually a group that met in the White House that has White House officials on it who were also La Raza. You know, they want to take back the territory that was lost in the 1846 Mexican-American War. And they talk about the colonization of America. And they refer to illegal aliens in this document that was produced in the White House, in meetings held in the White House. I will show you all this. This is the absolute documented truth. Illegal aliens are called seedlings. And they are the basis. They are the starting point for what these people want to do to this country. And there is no assimilation. This whole program is so that people stay separate. And that's one of the reasons they keep driving the wedges between black and white, young and old, man and woman, straight and gay, you name it. Religious, non-religious. The colonization of America and illegal aliens are seedlings, and you get to pay for it all. You get to pay to hit yourself in the head with a hammer. You buy the hammer. You buy the energy to lift the hammer. You put your hand around it. And you hit yourself in the head with it. Thank you, government. You know, Donald Trump is a pompous guy. Now, in some respects, he's kind of earned it. Because he's by no means a pauper. He's been successful at a lot of things, although not successful at everything, despite what he'd like to tell you. No really successful guy has been successful at everything, folks. And anybody who says they have, they're lying. But a lot of the illegal aliens that are here, and particularly a great majority that are now crossing, unhindered, on purpose, because it's part of the colonization of America, and they are simply seedlings. I want to give you some stats here, and this ties into gun control and why you need the Second Amendment and a gun. One of the reasons, just one of many. There are 55,322 criminal illegal aliens that were arrested, a total of 459,614 times for approximately 700,000 criminal offenses in the United States right now, not being deported. Like this guy who shot this poor girl in her dad's arms. Got another heartbreaking story. I mean, they are coming faster and faster out there in San Francisco. What? You know, holy smokes. 97% of these criminal illegal aliens had more than one arrest. 26% had over 11 arrests. And 10% of these illegal aliens were arrested for committing 26 or more offenses. I want you to think about that. And these people are still in this country. They haven't been locked up and the key thrown away. Or in the case of murder and rape, executed. Whew. Out of all the arrests, 12% were for violent crimes, such as murder, robbery, assault, sex-related crimes. 15% were burglary, larceny, theft, and property damage. 24% were for drug offenses, and the remaining offenses were DUI, fraud, forgery, counterfeiting, weapons, immigration, and obstruction of justice. A GAO study that was published in 2005, long before, you know, you have to say this to be fair, long before Barry's time, and long before Barack Obama opened the floodgates intentionally along all the borders of the United States for the colonization of America by the seedlings, the GAO did a report. The report only examined criminal illegal aliens, only criminal illegal aliens who were incarcerated at the time of the study. It did not include criminal illegal aliens who were roaming the streets, and it did not include crimes that went unreported. Jessica Vaughn, she's with, by the way, the Center for Immigration Studies, quote, more than 300 jurisdictions now refuse to turn over criminal aliens to ICE. 300, folks. All getting funded by you. Yeah, paradoxically, their immigration stuff, their police force is being funded by federal grants. That's you. Here's another quote from Vaughn. According to ICE records, from January 1 to August 31, 2014, more than 8,100 deportable aliens were released after arrest in approximately 300 local sanctuary jurisdictions, even though ICE had issued a detainer seeking custody in advance of deporting them. Just what happened in San Francisco, folks. Rand Paul, in an interview with Laura Ingraham, fairly recent, here's what he said. And he's talking about illegal aliens. Quote, and they're being flouted and basically laughed at by cities like San Francisco. There ought to be a revolution of folks saying, we want you to obey the law and making sure the president hears them loud and clear. He was talking about sanctuary cities and the fact the Justice Department isn't doing anything to crack down on them, etc. Tom Cotton, by the way, who I really like in the Senate, is now pushing a bill that will withhold funds from all these sanctuary cities. Let me quote him for a way. The senseless murder of a young woman in San Francisco last week tragically illustrates that the politicization of the immigration debate has now swamped even common sense efforts to protect public safety. It is unacceptable that cities would issue ordinances that explicitly aim to frustrate federal immigration laws that are supposed to keep illegal immigrant felons off the streets. U.S. taxpayers shouldn't be expected to support such misguided local policies that put their own safety in jeopardy. No matter their political affiliation, local officials support the rule of law and protect the safety of all Americans. So, You know, Cotton has introduced a bill so that funding will not go to sanctuary cities. I don't know if it's going to pass or not. I'm quite sure that there's going to be, some Republicans like McCain who, I don't know. I don't know, folks. Here's what I know. I know we're losing the war with ISIS. I know we're losing the war with radical Islam. And I know we're losing the war with Iran, and we better get smart. I know that this Iranian deal is a disaster and puts you and your family and everything you hold dear and the physical structures around you, if you're in a major city, at grave risk, and will probably precipitate, I hope, a first strike by Israel. Because I don't think there's any choice for Israel. And I know this, that Barry has renewed his efforts on a number of different levels. Once again, he figures the more balls in the air, the less balls you'll see, and the more likely is one or two to bounce. So they're coming at it from all different angles, folks. They're coming at it through vets. They're coming at it through medical records. There's one bill, I didn't mention it. If you went to see a psychiatrist for virtually anything at any time, you can't have a gun. Wow. That's pretty amazing. I wonder if my marriage counselor back 30 years ago would have qualified for that. Interesting thought. And then there's another one, by the way, I didn't mention this, that a gun would only be activated by your palm. In other words, it's kind of like a fingertip reading device in each gun so that only one person can use the gun. It has to match that print. And then you have the liability insurance one because it's going to keep crime down because nobody's going to want their liability insurance to go up when they're illegal guns that they've used for crimes. Well, I mean, oh my God. Whew. And then you have Manchin's bill, which is about background checks, making them really tough and stringent, shutting out secondhand sales of guns. You really got to be on top of this, because if he's going to get anything done, he's going to pull out the stops on this in the coming year. Absolutely going to pull out the stops. And then, of course, we have immigration, which is a huge mess. And ties in with why you need to be armed under the Second Amendment when you have this many felons running around on purpose, nobody chasing after them, nobody looking after them, nobody monitoring them. And by the way, also keeping the way open to smuggle a Iranian-made nuclear device across the border and into an American city at some point in the future. So do you understand how this all ties in? Because it really does. It's all interwoven. It's just a dark blanket that's over us right now. So do what you can. Raise holy hell about this Iran deal with every person you can, and get them and yourself to raise holy hell with your representatives and senators, and do it quick. And number two, keep your eyes on the ball with all these different gun control measures that are now circulating, being drafted, actually on the floor. Don't let them sneak by. Raise holy hell with your representatives and everybody you know who owns a gun to raise hell with theirs. Doesn't matter what state, just flood Washington, D.C. with your messages. You can do a two-sentence letter. That'll work. And who knows? Maybe we all stand together here and we can stop some of this stuff and keep our fingers crossed that this guy can't do any more damage until he's out of office. And he'll do plenty of damage out of office, too. And maybe we can start restoring this place to what it was, what it was intended to be by the founders. This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio. Have a great Saturday. We'll talk to you next week.